Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Welcome to Tip TV Finance. We're joined by James Hughes, who's a Chief Market Strategist at GKFX. How are you today, James?
Not so bad. Thank you very much, Zach.
Right. We've got a few bit of event risk on the horizon at the moment. Theresa May later this morning, ECB, etc. What's in focus for you?
Well, of course, it has to be Theresa May, even though we've really seen everything that she's going to say pretty much leaked throughout the whole of the press. I mean, the Telegraph this morning, most papers talking about the 12-point plan that she's putting in place and hard Brexit. I mean, hard Brexit's becoming the most overused couple of words of the year already. But hard Brexit seems to be the way, and this no access to the single market, complete separation from the Eurozone. Interestingly, I think obviously that's going to be the major focus today. But interestingly, we've seen the movements in the pound. We've gone higher. The US dollar's kind of unraveling still. We've seen negativity in some of those equity markets. So I think there's a lot of headline risk around what Theresa May's going to say, of course. But I think it's going to be interesting in terms of how the pound reacts, because hard Brexit used to really give us some downside in the pound. And it seems now that because we've had so much in the way of headlines, we've got a bit of certainty about what we're going to get from Theresa May. If she now disappoints with that, it could be downside if we don't hear about hard Brexit. So, I mean, it's one day it's one way for hard Brexit, and the other day the market's going to move completely opposite way on exactly the same news.
But is she, I mean, the pound looks like it's being saved a little bit by some jitters as far as the dollar is concerned. Is that just simply the prospect of having a loose cannon in the White House on Friday?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's taken a month, over a month from since the election for the US markets to finally realise that actually this could be pretty pretty crazy going on. Who's going into the White House? So I think I don't know. I think these markets are very toppy. We know they've been very toppy anyway for quite a long time. I mean, the rally hasn't been on too much, especially in terms of equity markets. There hasn't been too much really underpinning it. Yes, we've seen a couple of good earnings in the last earnings season. And yes, Donald Trump's fiscal policy is very much spend as much as you like to get us out of the problems, which, of course, is positive for equity markets. However, I think where a lot of risk comes in the next few days, away from Theresa May and away from any of the ECB, is the earnings numbers. We've got Morgan Stanley coming out today. Tomorrow we've got Goldman Sachs, Netflix and Citigroup. If those earnings start to disappoint or just slightly miss expectations, with the jitters that are going on in the US at the moment, in the US dollar and in equity markets, it could see just how that unravelling of these longer positions, that could happen that little bit more quicker, and we could start to really see that tumble quite quickly.
And how much are you looking at the commodities at the moment, you know, the crude oil and gold? Are they sidelined, or are they also involved in this little change of mood?
Well, gold, oil sidelined to a certain degree, I think, because that's been worrying about OPEC for a long time, and now suddenly OPEC have done what they wanted to do. We always see rumblings. It's so political oil, so it becomes incredibly hard. But with any of these situations, the gold price, obviously, with the US dollar movements, is one of those. It's rallying pretty strongly. It's moving back towards those sort of levels. It's completely come down, bounced off of those lower levels, and is now moving higher again. So gold's definitely in play. And of course, if equities start to fall and the US dollar starts to become a little bit more negative, that's that time where people look for somewhere to put their money, and the old cliche of safe haven gold, even though a lot of people is particularly unfashionable to talk about gold being a safe haven anymore, but if Wall Street starts to unravel and the dollar starts to unravel, you can bet your money that's where the rest of the smart money is going to go.
So that could be still the let's say big trade of the year.
Most definitely. I mean, gold has definitely got the potential to move back towards those higher levels. And of course, it was only previously back at the end of the year we were talking about $1,000 gold. And I think at the end of 2015 we were talking about $1,000 gold. And then whenever that happens, we start to rally. So whenever the TV start talking about $1,000 gold, that tends to be quite a good buying opportunity.
Sounds interesting to me. James Hughes, Chief Market Strategist, GKFX. Thank you very much for speaking with us today.
Thank you very much indeed.
You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Counihan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody. Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have leaf filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A leaf filter trusted pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install leaf filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, leaf filter trusted pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/day to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/day for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.